This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, methods of training children. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of methods of training children in the Islamic lifestyle. And within the methods of training children, the first method is to create a habit in the children. When we talk about the creating a habit in the children, we can see that in our daily life, our children have different habits, which we were the cause of those habits. And now, when they're grown up, we are fed up with those things, with those habits. For example, we see when the kids are crying, the best way is to hold a tablet or mobile phone in their hands so they can stop crying. Or maybe if I'm working on my laptop, especially in this pandemic, because most of the people are working from home, so when they see their kids are around them, when their children are around them and they're making noise, the best way is to give them a tablet, to give them a mobile phone, to place them like in front of a computer so that they can play the video games. Maybe they can watch movie all the time or the cartoons all the time. So these are the habits which we were the cause of these habits. We created those habits in our kids. And when they are grown up, now we are fed up with the routine that they have in their life. Therefore, Islam says that this is very important to create a habit. But what kind of habit you should create in your kids? Is it to create a habit which makes your life easy temporarily, but in future it harms the kids or children's future? It is dangerous for them because in future they become lazy. Or no, you need to create a habit which is a good habit and obviously which is helpful for them in their future, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of methods of training children, and we talked about the first method, which is create a habit. We said generally we make different habits in our children. We create them, which is not good. We make them to follow tablets, phones, I don't know, internet, or video games or movies, where these are not useful for them. Rather, we can create different habits. And the habits which we can create in them should be in accordance to their future, to the plan that we have set for them. And we should not train them without having a plan. Therefore, instead of creating a habit of sitting behind a tablet or mobile phone or a video game on a computer or watching a movie, give them a habit or create a habit of playing outside, having a physical activity, having a mental activity, having helping the parents in what they are doing in the house, making a habit of helping parents with the works at the home. So if they are helping you in the home and they have this habit, they will always help, and this will help them in the future that tomorrow they will not become lazy. There will be someone who is eager to do something all the time, and they cannot just waste their time by sitting behind a TV or behind a tablet or mobile phone or using the different things on the social media like Instagram, Facebook, or there are many other things. Therefore, this is very important that in today's life, if we want to make a habit, if we want to create a habit, the habit should be something which is helpful in their future, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.